Los Angeles police arrest dozens of protesters after No Kings rally turns into riot. The Los Angeles Police Department arrested dozens of people who refused to leave a No Kings rally on March 28th. There were 75 total arrests following a dispersal order being given in the area of Alameda and Temple around 5:28 p.m., the LAPD told the Epoch Times in a statement on March 29th. LAPD said 66 adults and 8 juveniles were arrested for failure to disperse the scene of a riot. Another person was arrested for possession of a dirk or dagger during the protest. There were no reported injuries during the arrests. The riot happened outside of the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building, which is located in downtown Los Angeles, approximately 2 miles south of Dodger Stadium. The Department of Homeland Security reported there were initially 1,000 people rioting outside of the building before law enforcement attempted to get the crowds to disperse. Rioters are throwing rocks, bottles, and cement blocks at officers, the DHS wrote in an X post on March 28th. 2 officers hit with the cement blocks are receiving medical care. DHS confirmed that at least 2 people were arrested and charged with assaulting federal law enforcement, which is a felony. Meanwhile, in Denver, police confirmed that it made 9 arrests during the No Kings protest in the downtown area, which included a person throwing objects. The majority of arrests in Denver were made when a small group of protesters blocked a road and refused to disperse. An unlawful assembly was declared, and after multiple announcements to disperse, officers used smoke to disperse the group, the Denver Police Department wrote in an X post. Over 3,100 No Kings demonstrations were organized across the country on Saturday. The events that were held coast to coast were attended by people who opposed President Trump's agenda, such as the war in Iran and his administration's immigration and customs enforcement operations in Minnesota.